26 Most Valuable 1986 Topps Baseball Cards in the World. Baseball cards are invaluable for the memories that they bring. As an adult, having the money to afford the nostalgia of your greatest memories of your childhood heroes is definitely exciting. The popularity of the player on the card will invariably contribute to the value placed on the card. Hall of Fame cards are obviously more sought after. The condition of the card is also very important, as everybody is looking to buy perfect, or at least close to perfect cards. The rarity of cards can also affect the value of the cards. Cards that are scarce usually have more value. What are the 1986 Topps baseball cards? The 1986 Topps baseball cards are a set of baseball cards that were released in 1986. The set includes 792 cards, which feature players from all 28 Major League Baseball teams. Each card measures 2.5 inches by 3.5 inches, and the backs of the cards feature biographical information and statistical leaders for the 1985 season. Why the 1986 Topps baseball cards are still so popular today? Topps produced some amazing baseball cards in 1986. The set included Jose Canseco and Roger Clemens, among others, and is well regarded as one of the best Topps sets ever produced. Today, collectors still appreciate the high quality of the cards and the care that went into their creation. The set is a valuable addition to any collection. What made the 1986 Topps baseball cards so great? First, the artwork on the cards was excellent. The designers did a great job of capturing the look and feel of each player. Second, the set included many star players. This gave collectors a chance to own cards of some of the biggest names in baseball. Finally, Topps took care to create a high-quality product. Top 26 Most Valuable 1986 Topps Baseball Cards in the World. 1. Price, $375. Grade, PSA 9. Card number, number 500. This Ricky Henderson card is definitely a great card to own. It is in great condition. It is a Topps Tiffany and PSA graded card and is at Mint 9 level. He holds a single season record for stolen bases, and is the only player in NFL history to steal 100 bases in a season, and he did so in 3 whole seasons. With a record like that, Ricky is definitely a valuable player and so are his cards. 2. Price, $999. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, number 1. This PSA 10 gem mint means it has no creases and is in perfect condition. It is a 1986 Topps Pete Rose card in optimum condition. It shows Pete Rose doing what he was best known for, great hits. Pete Rose was known for his great hits. He held the record as the player of the decade from 1970 to 1979. He won the Most Valuable Player Award in 1973. It is no surprise that his Topps baseball cards are always sought after. 3. Price, $1,295. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, hashtag 50T. There are many reasons why this card is valuable. It is a 1986 Topps traded Bo Jackson rookie card and it is in top-notch condition. It is graded PSA 10 GEM Mint, which means it is in excellent condition. Bo Jackson is an all-time favorite. In the 1980s, Bo Jackson was arguably the most popular baseball player in the world. He has won many awards, including the Player of the Year award. 4. Price, $1,350. Grade, PSA 10. Card no, number 100. This is a Nolan Ryan Gem Mint 10 PSA graded card in excellent condition. Nolan Ryan is considered to be one of the Major League Baseball pitchers of all time and had an outstanding 5,714 record. He was an 8-time Major League Baseball, MLB, star and also a Hall of Famer. 5. Price, $1,224. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, hashtag 11T. A Barry Bonds traded Gem Mint 10 rookie card is certainly one of the most valuable. He is one of the greatest players in baseball history. He has won 7 National League Most Valuable Player Awards, and is the first and only Major League Baseball player to date with at least 500 home runs and 500 stolen bases with many other awards. 6. Price, $349. Grade, SGC9. Card number, number 690. A Tiffany card graded 9. 5 mint is in very good condition. It is a Ryan Sandberg Chicago Cubs card. With his Hall of Fame membership, Ryan Sandberg's cards are definitely worth collecting. He made 10 consecutive All-Star appearances and won 9 consecutive Gold Gloves awards out of the 10. 7. Price, $250. Grade, GMA7. Card number, number 700. It is a 7.5 mint graded Reggie Jackson card, and it is in good condition. Reggie Jackson was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1983. He was nicknamed Mr. October. He won the American League Most Valuable Player Award in 1973 and 2 World Series Most Valuable Player Awards. 8. Price, $389. Grade, PSA 9. Card number, #24T. A Topps Tiffany card with a mint 9 PSA grade card, this means it is definitely in superb condition. It is Will Clark's rookie card. Will Clark was nicknamed Will of the Thrill. He has been inducted into 4 different Halls of Fame. He's a 6-time All-Star, the National League Most Valuable Player of the Year 1989, and has other awards credited to his name. 9. Price, $500. Grade, PSA 9. Card number, number 180. A PSA 9, Tiffany Mint graded Don Mattingly card is definitely one of the most valuable cards you can collect. It is in great condition with no sludges, wrinkles, and has sharp edges. 10. Price, $180. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, number 290. A Tiffany card with a great picture of Carlton Fisk in action. It is a gem mint 10 card with sharp edges, no creases, and is in perfect condition. In 1972, Carlton Fisk was unanimously voted the American League Rookie of the Year. He was nicknamed the Commander. He also won 3 Silver Slugger Awards and was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2000. 11. Price, $540. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, number 53. One of the most valuable cards available, it is a Topps Tiffany Gem Mint card and it has high quality photo and clean edges. 12. Price, $275. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, #101T. A Tiffany Red Sox PSA 10 card of Tom Seaver card in perfect condition with great picture quality. Tom Seaver was elected into the Hall of Fame in 1992 and was one of the greatest pitchers ever seen. He was voted the National League Rookie of the Year in 1967. 13. Price, $135. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, number 246. Gem Mint 10 Steve Carlson card in excellent condition with no scratches or creases. Steve Carlson was elected into the Hall of Fame in 1994. He was the first speaker to win for Cy Young Awards. He held the lifetime strikeout record several times. He is a 10-time All-Star and 2-time World Series champion. 14. Price, $199. Grade, BGS 9. Card number, number 170. With edges and centering graded 9. 5. This is definitely a clean and smooth card. It is a Tiffany Gary Carter Mets PSA card, graded 9. 5. Gary Edmund Carter, nicknamed the Kid for his youthful exuberance, was an 11-time All-Star and 3-times Gold Glove Award winner. He was elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2003. He was known for his hits, excellent defense, ability to handle pitchers, and on-field leadership. 15. Price, $200. Grade, PSA/DNA certified. This is a PSA certified authentic auto card of Ozzie Smith. He was nicknamed the Wizard of Oz. He played shortstop for the San Diego Padres and St. Louis Cardinals in Major League Baseball. He won the National League Silver Slugger Award as the best hitter at shortstop in 1987. A 15-time All-Star, he won the National League Gold Glove Award for defensive play at shortstop for 13 consecutive seasons. He was elected into the Hall of Fame in 2002. 16. Price, $199. Grade, BGS/JSA Authentic. Card number, number 10. An authentic autographed card of Tony Gwynn in very good condition. This is certainly a valuable card as Tony Gwynn was recognized as one of the greatest hitters in all of baseball history. He was a 15-time All-Star player and was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2007. 17. Price, $99. Grade, PSA 9. Card number, number 28. An Eric Davis PSA Mint 9 graded card in superb condition. Davis was the first player in Major League history to hit 3 grand slams in 1 month, and at least 30 home runs and 50 stolen bases in the same season. He was inducted into the Cincinnati Reds Hall of Fame. 18. Price, $78. Grade, SGC 9. Card number, number 200. What is better than having a good quality SGC grade mint 9 baseball card is having a valuable player on it. Mike Schmidt is a 3-time winner of the National League Most Valuable Player Award. His strong hitting made him memorable in the hearts of many. In 1995, he was elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Schmidt's won the National League Gold Glove Award for third baseman 10 times. He is said to be the greatest third baseman in baseball history. 19. Price, $85. Grade, PSA 10. Number, number 265. A PSA graded card of a Hall of Famer is most certainly a valuable card. Molito Paul stood out for his hitting and speed. He was a World Series Most Valuable Player in 1993. He was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2004. He is a 7-time All-Star player and he won the Silver Slugger Award 4 times. 20. Price, $140. Grade, PSA 9. Card number, number 300. A George Brett PSA Mint 9 Topps card is without doubt a valuable card. It is a great quality card and displays a great player. George Brett can be remembered for his great hits. He had 3,154 career hits, which was second most by any third baseman in Major League history. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1999. He's considered the greatest Kansas City Royals player of all time. He made the All-Star many times and was loved by many. 21. Price, $250. Condition, PSA 10. Card number, number 30. This is a PSA 10 graded card of Eddie Murray. Eddie Murray was inducted into the Hall of Fame. In 2003, he finished in the top 10 in most valuable player votes several times. He recorded more runs batted in the 1980s than any other player. He ranks fourth in team history in both games played and hits. 22. Price, $475. Condition, PSA 10. Number, number 329. A very high-quality PSA 10 grade Topps card of Kirby Puckett worth $475. Kirby Puckett was the fourth baseball player in the 20th century to record 1,000 hits in his first 5 full calendar years in Major League Baseball. He was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2001. 23. Price, $350. Condition, PSA 10. Card number, number 510. This is a Wade Boggs Tiffany card with PSA 10 gem mint. It has an incredible picture quality, sharp edges, good centering, etc., great quality BOF card. Wade Boggs was elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2005. He was a base man with a 12-time All-Star record, a World Series championship in 1996, and was also inducted into the Boston Red Sox Hall of Fame. 24. Price, $125. Condition, PSA/DNA certified. Card number, number 760. A PSA-certified autographed card of Andre Dawson is certainly desirable and very valuable. Andrew Dawson's nickname was The Hawk. He was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2010. He was the National League Rookie of the Year 1997 and won the Most Valuable Player Award in 1987. 25. Price, $51. Condition, PSA 9. Card number, number 661. A Roger Clemens Tiffany PSA Mint 9 card with sharp edges and in general good quality. Roger Clemens played primarily for the Boston Red Sox and New York Yankees in the course of his career. He won 7 Cy Young Awards during his time and 3 World Series championships and was an 11-time All-Star. He was nicknamed Rocket. 26. Price, $360. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, number 538. This Dennis Eckersley card is definitely a must-have. It is a PSA 10 gem mint graded card and is in perfect condition. Dennis Eckersley was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2004. The value of 1986 Topps baseball cards vary depending on condition and whether the card is a rookie or not. A complete set of Topps cards in excellent condition can be worth hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Rookies, Jose Canseco, Mark McGwire, Roger Clemens, Curt Schilling. Star players, Nolan Ryan, Cal Ripken Jr. Topps released several variations of the 1986 baseball cards throughout the year. These variations can also significantly affect the value of a card. For example, the Jose Canseco rookie card was released in 2 different versions, one with him wearing a batting helmet and one without. The version without the batting helmet is significantly more valuable. If you think you might have a valuable 1986 Topps baseball card, or any other rare and valuable cards, it's important to have them appraised by a professional before selling. A professional can properly evaluate the condition of your cards and give you an accurate estimate of their worth. With the right cards, a complete set of 1986 Topps baseball cards can be worth a lot of money. However, even common cards in poor condition can be worth a few dollars each. If you have any questions about the value of your 1986 Topps baseball cards, or any other baseball cards, it's always best to consult with a professional appraiser. Where can I find the 1986 Topps baseball cards? The 1986 Topps baseball cards can be found at a variety of online retailers, as well as at many sports memorabilia stores. However, the best way to find these cards is to search through online auction sites such as eBay. What are some tips for collecting the 1986 Topps baseball cards? Some tips for collecting the 1986 Topps baseball cards include: try to purchase cards that are in mint or near mint condition, as these will be more valuable. If you are interested in a particular player, try to collect all of their cards from the set. Don't be afraid to spend a little bit more money on rare or valuable cards, as these can significantly increase the value of your collection. Store your cards properly in order to keep them in good condition. This includes using acid-free sleeves and cardboard boxes, and avoiding exposure to sunlight or extreme temperatures. Final words. Yes, some of these cards are really worth a lot of money. But there's so much more to this story than that. Baseball cards can be fun, nostalgic, and even educational. If you never played baseball cards as a kid, you're missing out on a whole part of the culture, and it's one that lasted for decades. After all, collecting baseball cards is about more than just owning the most valuable items. It's about buying a piece of history and adding it to your own collection.